Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you all for joining us on this beautiful day of worship. A few announcements before we get started. Please don't forget this Thursday in the New Philly Square at 7 p.m. we will have an ecumenical worship service as we celebrate the National Day of Prayer. It'll be people from all Christian denominations celebrating that God loves us. There will be music throughout the day, different praise bands. From different church communities will be playing there. And there'll be plenty of opportunities for prayer there throughout the day. But if you want to join us for worship, it will be at 7 on Thursday. There are no chairs at the square. So if you want to come, I encourage you, if you want to sit, to bring a chair with you. So that way you have the opportunity to do that. If there is a rain out this year, we're hoping that we finally get some good weather. But if there's a rain out for the third consecutive year, we will meet at the Methodist Church right in New Philly. And we'll have a worship service either in their sanctuary or the gymnasium. And please don't forget, after worship today, we have our town hall meeting as we celebrate birthday and anniversary Sunday. Please join us for that. It'll be a great opportunity to talk about what's going on in the life of our church and talk about some of the concerns and the blessings that our community has. Also, Cares and Prayers will meet next on Tuesday, May 8th at 1:30. Just a reminder, for the summer, they decided to meet once a month. They may switch back in the fall to go meeting twice a month. That is something the group will decide in the future. But our next meeting will be on Tuesday, May 8th at 1:30. And since that is Election Sunday, we'll meet in the church office. Also, many thanks to all who helped out with our quarter auction. Thank you, Tammy, for leading that. For Kaylee, Erica, and Brock, who all helped out. For those of you in our kitchen who cooked, and all our vendors, it was a great success. There's a lot of people here. A lot of fun was had, and I had the blessing and the curse of winning a free massage, so now I have to decide if I take that or give that to my wife, and since I want a happy marriage, I will probably give that as a gift. But many thanks to all of you who helped make that a special day. Tuesday, May 15th, from 6 to 8 p.m., we will have our Dine and Donate at Texas Roadhouse to support our mission trip to Texas. The important thing for that to remember is you need that little flyer with you. I think we have the flyers in our back row, and you give that to your waitress after you purchase your meal, and that way it will go specifically to our Texas mission trip. Sometimes they do let you get away with it if you don't, but I recommend that you have it there just in case. One other announcement is I will be out of town on a clergy retreat Monday through Wednesday, so if you have any prayer concerns, you can still get in touch with me on my cell phone, but feel free to let one of our elders know and they can get in touch with me. Does anybody else have any other announcements to share, or at least got an announcement?
I would like to say that today is the last concert for the Hillsborough Children's Chorus spring semester. The spring concert is for free, and it's a public concert, and it starts at 3 o'clock at the Dover First United Methodist Church with a cookie reception following, and everybody's welcome.
Dover First United Methodist Church? Okay. So 3 p.m. at the Dover First United Methodist Church if you want to see the last concert of the spring season for the New Philly Philharmonics kids. Any other announcements at this time? All right, we'll join together in looking at our April birthdays and anniversaries this month. And we celebrate the anniversary of Jim and Jill Schaefer, John and Stacy Castor, who's just celebrated their anniversary on the 28th. For birthdays, Millie Weston, Linda Northrup, Chloe Martin, Ellie Baker, Carter Carnes, Jim Schaefer, Nick Menapace, Clara Gorby, and Sarah Spees celebrated a birthday in April as well. At this time, I invite us to join together in singing the Moravian Birthday Hymn.
Thank you.
At this time, I invite you to stand and greet one another. Good morning, Harley.
Morning, Becky.
Good morning, Angie.
If you could return to your seat and remain standing as we join together in the watchword of the week. Our watchword this week comes from the Gospel of John, the 15th chapter, the fourth verse. Jesus says, "Abide in me as I abide in you. Just as a branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me." Amen. You may be seated.
Please stand for the call of worship. Brothers and sisters, what praise shall we offer God today?
All who seek God will be blessed with the gift of eternal life.
May all ends of the earth remember and turn to the Lord, for dominion belongs to the Lord, and he rules over the nations.
Future generations will be told about the Lord and proclaim unborn.
Please remain standing as we sing, "God is love, let heaven adore him." You may be seated. I just want to share with you a brief moment that if you see in our liturgy today, it'll be in your insert in the bulletin, if you want to follow along there. But we're doing a liturgy for Moravian Music Sunday, and a lot of Moravian churches across the United States are celebrating this today, because if you know anything about our church, you know that we have a rich musical heritage. This goes as far back as being the first Protestant church to actually have a hymnal and produce it and to share it in masses. And today, we get to celebrate in that liturgy all the wonderful things that God provides us for, and that music is our opportunity to talk back to God. And that if you read the front of your hymnal, it will have that quote from Zinzendorf, who said, "In the Bible, we get to hear God speak to us, but it is with the hymnal that we get to speak back to God." So we will give thanks for the gift of music today.
Please turn to that insert that is in your bulletin for the liturgy. O come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to him with songs of praise. To the Father, who has enabled us to share in the inheritance of the saints in light. He has rescued us from the power of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. In him all things in heaven and on earth were created. He himself is before all things, and in him all things hold together. Let the peace of Christ rule in our hearts, to which indeed we were called in the one body. Above all, may we clothe ourselves with love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. Gracious God, we give you thanks for every good gift. On this day especially, we thank you for your creative gifts to us, which cause us to enrich our lives and experience through science and art, literature and drama, words and music. For you, O Lord, have made us glad by your works. At the works of your hands, we sing for joy. We thank you especially for your gifts to the Moravian Church, devotion to the Savior, simplicity, our strong sense of community and fellowship, and our long-standing dedication to spreading your gospel. We thank you for our musical heritage through which we draw closer to you and to one another. Inspire and bless those who write and compose, those who play and sing, those who lead and teach. As you have helped us through the centuries to sing our faith, so move within each one of us today, that all our gifts may unite in your service. May the God of steadfastness and encouragement grant us to live in harmony with one another in accordance with Jesus Christ. In whose holy name we pray. Amen.
Present our tithes, offerings, and gifts today. We give thanks to all the gifts that God has given us. And a reminder that since today is a fifth Sunday, we will have a second mile offering. So that will be the second time the offering plate goes through. And this will go to our wonderful Stuff Love campaign that Kira Rossi has been doing for us all month. And you see how our stuffed animals have accumulated, and all the kids in hospitals and places of need and lives that we are going to touch with these. And so our contributions this month will go to that cause, and I appreciate if you can give to that, because there are so many kids in our community who could use a little stuffed love, and it's our little way of saying that we're thinking and praying with people in some of their times of greatest need. So let us give of our tithes, offerings, and gifts.
Thank you.
happen here. Remember, every act is an act of worship, so even if you take 10 seconds in silence right now, you're still giving it to God. Join together in the prayer of dedication. Dear Savior, help us to remember that you are the vine and we are the branches. When it comes to sharing your gifts, mercy, and love with our neighbors, may we always abide in you. Amen. You may be seated. In our prayers this week, we have a lot to be prayerful for our community, for our church, for our world. We especially remember that Thursday is our National Day of Prayer, and we give thanks for all the blessings that God has given our country, and we ask that God provide us with vision and hope to continue to provide blessings to people in all places and all circumstances. We also celebrate in the rich historic tradition of Moravian Music Sunday, that God allows us the ability to sing his praise and to worship and glorify. And we give thanks to all of our musicians. We give thanks to Angie, who's willing to be our organist. We give thanks to all of our Fourth Sunday choir, our stuffed animal choir today, but our Fourth Sunday choir, people who are willing to share the good news through the gift of song. We also continue to uplift Emily, my wife's Emily's, my father-in-law, Warren Toyberg. Oh, we go there. Let's go there. Yep. My father-in-law, who continues to receive treatments for an infection, he's on about, week two or week three of 6 weeks of treatment?
Something like that.
Yeah, so we continue to uplift him as he is getting a staph infection treated, so he gets IV antibiotics about two or three times a day. We continue to uplift Rick Swaldo, who's been getting his chemo treatments, and he cannot physically be present with us during his treatments, as we want him to be healthy and away from us sick people, but we want him to know that our prayers and our concerns are with him, and we know that he is with us in spirit. We uplift Jim Schaefer in prayer, who tore his meniscus and has been dealing with some other health complications. And we ask that the Lord uplift him with strength and for Jill with strength as they go through this difficult time. We also give thanks for the blessing of our kids planting seeds on Earth Day. Many of you kids will see those seeds grow in 20 or 30 years, and someday when your kids plant seeds, you'll see them next to the trees that you have created, and it reminds us that what so much of us can do with one tiny seed of faith and how it can grow and make a difference in this world. And ask that you continue to be in prayers for our world. In Nicaragua, we have a very volatile situation with a lot of Moravian churches who are seeking peace and justice for their people, and we ask that it's done peacefully and in a way that honors people and does the best for the people of their country. And we ask that God keep them safe in these times. At this time, I ask that we quiet our hearts and invite God in this time of prayer. Gracious God, we give you thanks for the blessing of this day, for the fact that sunshine has finally come. Help us to remember that, to be patient in our faith, that there can be a ton of dark and cold and dreary days, but you, God, will lead us to the sunlight, to the promise of God's eternal love for each and every one of us. And it is available. All we have to do is ask you for it. Gracious God, we ask that you be with the sick. You be with my father-in-law, Warren. You be with Jim Schaefer, Rick Swaldo. A lot of people who are hurting in this world and dealing with difficult circumstances. Help them to be uplifted with your love and see that they are not alone, but the love of their family and the love of their God will carry them in all times and all places. And today we give you thanks for the gift of creativity as we celebrate Moravian Music Sunday, as we see you work in all these different places and circumstances. Help us to remind us that your beauty is not limited to a church, but it can be heard in a beautiful song, in a beautiful piece of art, because God is present in all times and all places. And let us continue to give thanks for this earth. For last week we celebrated Earth Day, but every day is Earth Day when you realize that God created this world. And help us to plant seeds, not just for trees, but for faith, hope, and love. And that may it take root in each and every one of us. In your name we pray. Amen.